97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Hey, this is Wizkid and Tems. I love this record. It's called Essence. Ebro in the morning, man. Good morning, everybody. We about to play Lord Never Loses next.
Perfection.
Talk about it.
Don't need no other party.
Shout out to Africa, yo.
Yo, shout to Africa. Shout to Ghana. Shout to Nigeria.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, shout to South Africa and Kenya. All of it.
I love
you. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning, Laura. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm okay. I have my allergies acting up today.
Uh-oh.
You know, they come and go. They try to smack you in the face when they feel like it. I'm trying to hang in there, though.
And she said she got attacked by mosquitoes last night.
Yeah.
Where y'all was at?
Well, she did.
I did. No, I just went out. I took my dog out for a walk. And when I came home, I was like, how did I get beat up by mosquitoes? I have like 6 bites on my legs.
They was feasting?
Yeah. You know when you smack one and it's like blood splatters on your leg, you realize it's your blood? And you're like, oh, man.
That's nasty. What is the reason for these blood-sucking vampires? Why?
I'm sure there's a reason.
Have a reason, man.
To feed off of us.
Part of the ecosystem,
but
still.
They're part of the ecosystem for a reason. I got to run my Googles. I'm not quite sure why.
Ugh, but they are the worst, though, Shani.
Worst part of, like, going away on vacation, coming back bit up.
Well, I went across the street, so.
She didn't even go nowhere.
Damn.
She just lives down in a section of town.
New York bloodsuckers.
Yo, look, the weather outside, Laura Stiles, how are we looking right now?
So it's nice now, but it's a high of 75 today, but it's going to be rain in the afternoon. It starts around 11 a.m., 50% chance of rain. So, yeah.
Damn it. But then tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday right now, all looking beautiful.
Yeah. We're going to get some really nice weather.
We're going to get our swag back. It's time to get into some shenanigans this morning. We got Darren and Yaisha. Yaisha, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Yaisha.
Hi. Yaisha, you sound so proper.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's Yaisha. How are you today?
I'm doing well. And you guys?
We're great. Where are you going right now?
Shopping right now. Food shopping.
Really?
Trying to get it out the way.
What opens up this early?
Stop and Shop.
Really?
Okay.
I didn't even know that.
That's smart. Get it out the way. Beat the traffic. Beat the customers.
Shout out to Waisha. All she got to do today is go shopping. Now, here's the kicker. How many people are you shopping for? How many people in that house?
I have a total of 6.
Ooh.
Yeah. Definitely.
So that's some serious shopping you're about to do.
Absolutely.
How often? Oh, and once a week only?
Once a week, yes.
Ooh.
Well, that's not bad. Now, do you shop specifically for certain people, or is like you get what you get?
I get what I get.
There you go.
Okay.
I'm so happy I just heard that. Oh, man. Yo, unless somebody is like, you know, obviously has a diet restriction, you know what I mean? Or, you know, and usually mostly for older folks in our families that you want to make sure they're getting the right things. But even the things that they get, older folks eating right. Young people need to be eating right like some of these older folks.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Diabetes is, listen, people, they say it's a predisposition. Heart disease and diabetes and all that. It is a predisposition. But it is avoidable. It is avoidable based on your diet. So when they tell you, oh, it's genetics, you know, this is genetic. No, it's genetic because y'all have passed down, or we have passed down, bad eating habits.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
That is a fact. And most people don't realize that. They're like, my mama had it, my mama's mama had it. It's because y'all all been eating the same recipe from great-grandmama. You know what I'm saying? And it could clog up everybody's arteries. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It distributes the same weight.
Exactly. That the way your body processes food is definitely
hereditary.
Hereditary.
Right.
Yeah, like,
but
have
the
some
disease
greens.
You can avoid if you stop eating all that, everything fried, everything, meat, everything, soda, every orange drink, grape drink, red drink.
Right. Don't be finishing your food up with an orange soda. It's not helping you.
It is delicious.
But give it some water to kind of push it through, you know what I'm saying?
Darren, what's going on this morning, man?
What's going on, family?
Peace, brother. Where you headed today?
Queens.
What are you doing in Queens?
Maintenance.
For whom?
Okay.
Left Rock City, Queens.
Okay. Is that a private company?
Yes, sir.
How long you been with them? You like them? We like them.
I've been here 25 years.
Oh, we liked them. Let's not say anything crazy. I'm sure there's been some problems, but we liked them. We want to, you know what I'm saying, finish this ride out nice, right?
Exactly.
There you go. We liked them. You know what I mean? Ease off into retirement at some point. You know what I'm saying? We don't want no smoke. Let's keep it
smoking. At some point, yes, sir.
You know what I mean? Yaisha, right, who you want to represent you today, me or Laura Styles?
I'm going to go with Laura Styles.
All right, here we go. Okey-dokey. 60 seconds on the clock. Shani, we
got a prize this morning.
Yeah, we got gifts.
Yeah, you can win a free pay-per-view code to see the Davis versus Barrios live on Saturday, June 26th at 9 p.m. So you can watch on Showtime pay-per-view.
It's about time for some real boxing out here. There's been some good fights on if you're a boxing fan. It hasn't been all shenanigans and, you know, exhibition fights. Those are the ones that have been getting a lot of the coverage. There's been some good boxing out here. And MMA. 6 seconds on the clock.
Yes, yes.
Shani with the question.
Yes, yes.
Let's play. Laura, never losing.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay. Which Atlanta Music Festival is
Ebro.
Set to...
Laura.
Ebro.
Freaknik
set to return is correct. Although it has a long neck.
Laura.
Laura.
No. A long neck? I'm just going to go with
three.
Giraffe.
Giraffe is correct. Which Ooh. Animal okay. has no vocal cords? That's the giraffe.
Oh, they don't?
Wow. Naomi Osaka has a physical. Laura.
She pulled out of Wimbledon.
Wimbledon is correct. Who invented scissors?
Ebro.
Scissors?
Oh, who invented scissors? Let's go with
three, two.
Scissors?
One. And.
George Washington Carver.
Incorrect. Laura Styles.
I think it was Da Vinci.
It was Leonardo da Vinci.
What? I've never even heard of that.
What? Yeah. Me neither. Who announced his new album? Call
Ebro.
Me if you... Ebro.
Tyler, the Creator.
That is correct. Call Me If You Get Lost. San Jose is the capital of what country? Ebro.
Costa Rica.
That is correct. Tie game.
Ooh, tie game.
In the collect.
Okay,
My Lord.
Okay. Okay.
Shout out to my Costa Ricans out there. Love that country. You know Great saying? Country.
San it Jose. Is. It's beautiful.
What's the drink out there? I know you know.
Oh, I really don't. What is the
I
drink?
Don't.
Okay. I don't know either.
Right. Oh, my God. Oh.
I thought you was a, you know.
Tequila. I mean, I didn't know they had like a popular drink.
All right. Here we go. What do you do
when they come for you?
When your diaphragm involuntarily...
Ebro.
Ebro.
You hiccup.
That is correct. Ebro wins. When your diaphragm involuntarily contracts, that is called
a hiccup.
Yeah. Wow. Darren, we did it, baby.
Wow.
Yo, Darren, we did it, fam. You get a free code to watch a fight. Who hooked us up with that, Laura?
Yes, you're going to see the Davis versus Barrios fight live on Saturday, June 26th at 9 p.m. on Showtime.
That's the Saturday, I think. Yep.
Showtime pay-per-view.
Yo, Darren, who we shouting out to? The 25-year vet over in Queens. My man's got it, son.
Everybody, stay positive, stay safe to the whole world.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. We did it. Yo, you see this victory lap I'm taking right here, Laura?
The victory lap.
Yo, it's crazy right now.
One more time.
Yo, we did it, baby. Yeah. Bing.
Came from behind.
Yo, Yaisha, we love you too. You're amazing. Thank you for calling.
Shopping
for all that family and loved ones today. You have a great, happy shopping day to you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You Bye. Too. Laura Stiles, Flashing Lights, What's Cracking?
Coming up in a Flashing Lights, we'll talk about Dave Chappelle's surprise pop-up show and all that. The legends that came out. So we'll discuss it. Coming up, Flashing Lights.
7 minutes commercial-free.
Non-stop hip-hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Yo, speaking of Eve, you got to stay Katrina, that Versus that they had last week. But then now, Trick Daddy's trending. I wonder if Laura Stiles is talking about this in her Flashing Lights. Laura? Laura?
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the Flashing Lights.
Laura?
Oh, gosh. So if you're wondering why Trick Daddy is trending, he basically went on this app called Clubhouse. That it was invite only. I'm not sure if anyone can just join now, but it's kind of like a...
Well, how about look at it this way. The people with invitation power expanded. Let's just put it that way.
Right.
Just a bit.
So you can, you know, listen to rooms where people are having just live conversations, right? It's all audio. But Trick Daddy was in a room and he decided to talk about Beyonce. And then he said he had an unpopular opinion where he says, Beyonce cannot sing. So he starts going off about Beyonce.
She can't sing. My godmama give her singing lessons for whoopty whoopty blam.
Shawnee, check the system. I think we need to just put it in there so everyone can hear it.
But he wasn't done with that, though. That wasn't the end.
Oh, there's more. There's more. But hold on. Let's see if we can hear it and see what this audio sounds like.
You go back and you do the history of record. Beyonce for her because she see money. Beyonce ain't trying to give back the music and none of that. Beyonce don't write music.
The city.
And Betty can sing her. So Beyonce
Gossip
can't sing. I don't like Beyonce.
Okay.
She definitely can't sing.
I don't know why they be thinking she can sing. They just
man, I watched my godmama train Beyonce give her vocal lessons all her career, man. Beyonce
Gossip
can't
come
all
okay.
She do is holler.
Listen, Beyonce, she can sing, but she not roll like that.
I'm gonna say
my unpopular opinion right now. Beyonce is to R&B what Jay-Z is to New York. That's why they together. Jay-Z ain't never won the greatest rapper alive. Whoever put him on a level of that? New York lost big and they needed a hero. They wanted to be the mega of hip-hop and they just handed it over to Jay-Z.
What?
There's a lot.
Yeah, that's one of those barbershop takes that everybody in the barbershop is just looking at the person and not saying nothing to let them just keep talking crazy because it sounds so insane.
Gosh.
It's so insane. That it's not even worth trying to unpack it. What is worth unpacking, though, is the picture people started posting on Instagram of Florida Evans from Good Times next to Trick Daddy.
What about Trick Daddy?
And now I can't unsee that.
Trick Daddy next to the California Raisin. I was dying.
Oh, no. Why'd they do that to him?
And why did Wikipedia say that Trick is only 46 years old?
Yo, I'm 46.
No way. He's not 46.
That's what I'm just telling you what Wikipedia said.
He could be, no.
Could be. But he could also be 75.
Don't do that. The only thing that matters right now is whether or not we can have the audio when Trick Daddy was screaming at me from a gas station standing next to a old Pontiac.
Oh, that was
screaming
so good.
At me about Kodak Black.
That was so good.
Yeah,
too.
I don't know if we have that ready to go, but we should get it later on in the show.
I'm telling you, he was standing next to a LeSabre or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
That was so
wilding on you.
Why is that LeSabre right there, sir?
Also, over the weekend, did you guys see that Dave Chappelle had a surprise concert?
Yo, man, I seen it.
It was a surprise concert to close out the 20th edition of the Tribeca Film Festival. So it went down to Radio City Music Hall.
Ooh.
And also it was to premiere his forthcoming documentary called Untitled Dave Chappelle Documentary. So it really takes you, it's a behind the scenes look at him putting together. Remember when he was throwing all his shows during quarantine?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like sold out socially distant shows in Yellow Springs last summer. So it has to do with all of that. But at the surprise show, Q-Tip was there, Redman, Fat Joe, Ghostface, De La Soul, so many others. Look, Clark Kent, ASAP Ferg. It looked fire, guys.
No, it was. I got an invite, but instead I was over there supporting Brother Shawnee while he was trying to get me to rap Snoop Dogg lyrics. While sitting next to my six-year-old.
What you mean?
Yeah, we'll tell you about it. He's going to get the congratulations.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
That's crazy, yo. You hating?
That's your flashing lights for the time.
You want me to rap and don't get enough to get one while I'm up in it? I'm like, yo, I'm sitting next to my
I don't know what you talking about, fam.
Bro, you going to get on Beyonce's radio and lie.
Okay. I mean, a lot of people are.
Damn.
Back and like you love me when you really don't know.
She's a whale, she's a whale, so
trying to own
a whale,
Ladies and gentlemen, Ebro Laura Rosenberg, good morning.
Money.
Wherever you are, wherever you tune into our program, we so much appreciate you and appreciate the love. And we appreciate our families. We appreciate our co-workers on this program who are almost like family. Some of us see each other more than we see family.
I think all of us see each other more than we see family.
Yeah. And some of us go to events to support our co-worker family, and they want us to rap vulgar rap lyrics while we're with our children. At which point you gotta hit this button right here.
Oh my God.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, yeah. How you playing yourself, yo?
Oh, I don't know.
Playing yourself.
The
I don't play.
The empathetic, ever caring, all knowledgeable Shawnee Culture.
What happened?
We were all there. Had a good time.
Yeah, everybody was there. This time, my lady, Issa, we're sitting there. You know, Shawnee's going around the room, putting the microphone in everybody's face as classic hip hop records playing. Of course, nothing but a G thing comes on. He sees me. He's like, oh, he grew up on the West Coast.
Yeah, Ebro got this.
West
Hit
Coast
these bars
songs.
Right here. Go ahead. You know what I'm saying?
No.
1, 2, 3 into the four. You look in the at the door. So I'm like, Ebro, go ahead. Back on up.
So what happened?
Give me the microphone first.
No, he still hasn't put the microphone in my face yet. All of this is clean. You know, everybody else is singing.
The whole room is singing.
The label that pays. And it was a piece of hair. Goes,
hell yeah.
Now back to the issue.
Okay.
Still, no, he hasn't put the microphone in my face yet. He waits until Snoop Dogg goes, ain't no get enough to get burned while I'm up in it. Yeah. I was like, I can't say what that says. Why are you giving me the microphone now?
Wait, next to your six-year-old and she's looking
I'm
at you
sitting
like, oh,
next
look
to
at Issa. Daddy.
She's looking at me like, yeah, go, Dad.
I'm like, nah.
I ain't doing that. And I just grabbed the microphone and was like, I ain't doing that with my daughter here, son.
That's what he did, too.
Did he really?
Yeah, I'm thinking West Coast. All right, boom. Who got this? Ebro. I look across the room. Ebro got this. He bopping
Sheik
real Lucha's hard.
Sheik looking across at me like, yeah, get that kid. Yeah. I was like, nah, bro. No.
I'm not getting anything. No. Get the hell up out of here.
No, I am not rapping.
Wait, so hold on. So while the beat's playing, Ebro just takes the mic and everyone expecting him to rap along. He goes, no, I'm not doing this in front of my daughter.
Basically. Yep. Yeah. Exactly.
Yo, that buzzkill is so mage. I love it.
Oh my God.
Yo. That's so funny. The congrats goes to Shawnee Culture. I messed with his whole vibe.
You played yourself.
Yeah, because we was rocking.
You was rocking. I stopped the whole party.
Yeah, whole party. Just dead at it. Yo, I'm not doing this in front of my 6-year-old daughter, yo.
Like, you're like, okay.
Okay, let me get the mic back. Change the song.
We're not going to do this one.
It was a vibe, though.
This guy's a buzzkill.
I'll try and do some Bruno Mars next time for you.
Hey, yeah, listen. You come over with that Silk Sonic, me and Issa will sing a duet. Yo, yeah, they was playing New Edition. Issa was singing New Edition, Bobby Brown. I was with all of the shenanigans.
Yeah, it was a vibe.
Yeah, no, it was a good time, though, man. Laura, what is on your list today?
So I just saw the story right now pop up on TMZ. Okay. Chris Brown, he's under investigation for battery.
Oh, man, come on.
So the alleged victim is telling police that he smacked her in the back of the head so hard that her weave came off.
Wait a minute. I got to hear both sides of the story now.
So.
Yeah, I hear you.
Look, it says, our sources say the alleged victim had no injuries aside from the allegedly dislodged weave. No arrests have been made.
Dislodged weave sounds crazy.
It sounds so wild. Look, I'm going to give Chris Brown a congrats only because he has numerous parties and it just doesn't stop at his home. Like, don't you want to just stay under the radar? Like, won't you just...
Oh, no, we're talking about Chris
Not
Brown.
Not have it at home. Yeah.
Hit Laura with the button.
For congratulations. Gosh. You played yourself.
And hit whoever wrote this story, Rap Alert, with the button.
Congratulations.
Literally,
you played yourself.
Literally in the comments, Chris Brown is laughing.
Yes. Well, I was going to say that next. He's laughing and he put a cap emoji. But this is on TMZ. But I just think it's hilarious. First of all, it's hilarious. But it just also makes me sad because I feel like, Chris Brown, you know you're a target. Mm-hmm. So the constant parties at his house. I mean, I just don't understand why he continue to do that.
This was at his house? You sure?
Yeah, I mean, they're claiming it was at his house, but you know.
I mean, listen, I got to hear both sides of the story. Some people pull up with weaves, and you deserve. You didn't put that weave together right. You deserve a smack in the back of the head.
The story sounds bogus, but that's what happened.
You came through with this old beat up weave to my house to my party. Smack.
Facts.
Chris Brown cannot be smacking anyone, Ebro.
Yeah, no, he can't.
No.
I'm not saying he's true. I was just playing. I didn't know your track was that loose.
Oh, God.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Rosenberg, what's on your list today?
Yo, man. There was a guy. He was actually a longtime baseball player on the Chicago Cubs. Won a World Series with the Cubs and the Royals. Named Ben Zobrist.
Okay.
And a couple of years ago, there was like a weird ending to his career where basically he all of a sudden was like, I got to get out of here. I'm having issues at home and I can't play. Can't play right now. And I remember it was right after I went through my divorce. So I was like, I feel you, bro. You got to handle what you got to handle. Like, you can't go out there doing that when you're struggling. I feel you. And now the story is coming out and I don't even know who to congratulate. I feel bad giving it to him.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Here's what happened to Ben Zobrist. He had a charity that he was running. And within that charity, he had a pastor that was basically the guy running that said charity. Now, because of a lawsuit against the pastor's company, we have learned that the pastor that was running Zobrist charity company started a year-long affair with his wife.
Wow.
The pastor, Ebro, with the burner phone.
Wow.
The former pastor at a community Bible church in Nashville where the Zobrists started going to church together back in 2005. Then in 2018, here comes the pastor and the burner phone and steals Zobrist's wife.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
That's who the congrats goes to Zobrist's guy. You think these pastors ain't going to take your lady?
Man.
You know what I'm saying? They having prayer meetings. Oh, honey, I'll be back. I'm going to pray. I'm going to get down on my knees and pray. I bet Lord. You getting down on your knees and worshiping. He was worshiping all right.
All right. You know what the one thing I just got to say is like, okay, you're a pastor. It happens. Even for a pastor. You're not a priest. You're a pastor, right? It could happen.
And even a priest.
But why the burner phone in the year and a half of lying? Why don't you just, at least if since you're supposed to be a man of God, just come to the man and say, yo, man, we fell in love. I'm sorry.
Nothing to worry about.
Did you just try to man of God the way, what? Hit Rosenberg with the button.
Congratulations.
You know what? Good point.
You played yourself.
What? I'm sorry. I mean, you're a pastor, man.
What does that mean these days?
I don't know, King.
I know what it's supposed to mean.
Damn. my rabbi but stole my girl, I'd be excited.
They just humans. They just humans.
Mm-hmm. Mm. They, just they really humans, are. Man. With a job.
With and yo, and an alibi. They got the illest alibi.
Yeah.
We was just praying. She was just worshiping.
I got my eye on the priest right now. Laura, you start mayor of Easttown yet, Laura?
No.
That's your show. You into that now?
You got to get in, bro. I got my eye on the priest right now. I got my eye. I'm looking at him funny.
It's different. Mayor of Easttown.
What's the premise of it? And where's it at? Where can you watch it?
It's not a mayor. I thought the same thing. Everyone says the same thing. In fact, I went to the TV and typed in M-A-Y-O-R.
It's mayor.
Mayor. It's her name. M-A-R-E.
Yeah.
And it's Kate Winslet as some small Pennsylvania town where, like, all the teenagers have kids. Everyone's doing drugs. It's a mess. And she's this struggling with her own problems detective. And girls start missing in the town. And it's just about what happens. And it's, bruh, it's a good one. It's a good one. Quick, jump right in.
Okay. What's it on? What network?
HBO Max.
Okay, Max, HBO. Right now, Cast One's 97 minutes commercial free. You can sing along to this in your car.
That second verse, though, right?
Just chill on the second verse.
Just chill to the next episode.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Some rain this afternoon in the tri-state area. And shout out to everybody that listens to us not in the tri-state area. You know what I'm saying? We love you and thank you for all the support. Joining the friends of the show. We haven't really taken care of the friends of the show in the right way. I mean, I know we're post-pandemic. We haven't really had a chance to.
The FOTS.
Yeah, man. You know, you play the FOT game, son.
You know
shout
the game.
Shout to people in Portland, Oregon. Who tune in.
Reading, Pennsylvania, Allentown.
Yes, Amarillo, Texas.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
We never play Allentown by Billy Joel to celebrate those people, you know?
Right. You
ain't got no Billy Joel in your Serato.
I think the Allentown that we represent is a new Allentown. I don't think it was the same Billy Joel Allentown. I got a feeling.
San Antonio.
Shout out to San Antone.
And shout out to New York City, where today is election day. Big election day here in the city.
You guys getting your ranked choice voting on?
Yeah, I got to go today.
I got to go see where I vote again.
Yeah, I went and ranked choice voted on Saturday.
Go to vote.org, guys. Vote.org.
Yeah, man. Go in there and find your locale. I was a registered independent. I had to re-register so as a Democrat so I could vote in the primary. Otherwise, really? I wouldn't be able to vote in primaries. I'm an independent because there's a primary. Oh, but usually the winner of this primary goes on to win the seat as mayor.
And well, which is why you see someone like Rudy Giuliani giving an endorsement to a Democrat. They don't even bother with the Republicans. It's a waste of time in New York. So that's why
that's why that happened. Mm.
Yeah, because they're not people. Republicans aren't going to even get an endorsement.
Did Giuliani endorse Eric Adams on the simple fact that he wanted to like hurt his ability to win and give him more controversial support? Because Eric Adams got the most controversial support.
I don't think so, man. I think that is the real coalition of people that Eric Adams is reaching. It's right-leaning people. are included. And he has a lot of relationships with a lot of people. I'm not saying he has a relationship with Giuliani, but I think there are
people who might know Giuliani. I mean, Eric Adams has been out here advocating and doing things for some time.
For a long time. Giuliani supported Adams?
Yeah, wow. Man.
Wow. That's bad.
That's your guy, by the way, Johnny.
Now, Ebro, when you went and ranked this weekend,
my Lord.
You did that before you saw that Catherine Garcia thought it was a good idea to run around and campaign with Andrew Yang?
Yeah, I didn't. Well, I got news for you. I didn't rank either one of them.
Oh, Garcia didn't even make your top five.
Nope.
Wow. She was definitely going to be in my top five. At least prior to that. I thought
So Catherine Garcia's association with Yang, you think was bad for you?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
I mean, I'm definitively not putting Yang in my top five. I am not voting for Andrew Yang. I think he seems like a nice guy in real life, but I don't think he stands for anything. I think he will be the perfect person to be friend of just huge business, and that's it. He doesn't say anything that impresses me when it comes to issues that I care about. So he's definitely not going to be there. So then he endorses Catherine Garcia as his second choice, which, by the way, is kind of already shady business doing that game. Catherine Garcia does not give it back to Yang, but they decided to start doing events together. So all weekend, the two of them were moving around. Meanwhile, Garcia is supposed to be a supposed progressive, and the progressives have said loud and clear, no, not Andrew Yang. We're not here for it.
Well, the progressives went Maya Wiley. I went Maya Wiley.
Well, that's what I'm going. I'm going number one, Maya Wiley as well. And Laura, you are too, no?
I had Ray Stringer, Adams, and Morales.
Not in that order?
No, yeah, kind of that. I had Adams at was he three or four for me? But he was mid-pack for me.
I just like, it's weird because the impression that I get from Adams, you know, I like him, and then when I read how other people feel about him, I'm like, damn, I feel like I'm not getting the full picture.
Well, that was part of why he went mid-pack for me, because then you would have to say that everything he's saying to us and everything I've read about him and known about him is a bold-faced lie. It is a complete lie.
Right, and you don't believe that to be true. You don't believe that he's just outright lying.
Come outright lying, and I'm going to trust Twitter and people who have an agenda? Like, I had to reconcile that. Like, right. Wait, man, you just going to believe the internet versus a guy that you've actually seen? Now, there are people who are, you know, and I'm not going to put their business out there, who I know who are very active in New York City, that they say that Adams didn't keep his promises to them. But there are other people I know that are like, look, I seen him. He's been out here working. Yeah, you know, yeah, he's worked from the angle of a borough president or from the, you know, angle of, you know, representing NYPD. But when he was at the NYPD, he was holding people accountable for being trash at the NYPD.
That's how I feel too, but I'm gonna have him in there. I think it four or five.
Well, and I trust that, you know, and I've talked to other, you know, older black folks that have known Adam. They trust. I believe that the NYPD, they don't really like Adams. And that actually makes me like him a little bit more.
We'll see, man. It's gonna be an interesting night.
And I know the NYPD can't run circles around him and double talking me too close to the inner workings of it. And a lot of these candidates, they're gonna get punked by the NYPD. Y'all watch.
That's true. That's very true.
They're gonna get punked. The NYPD runs around here like a mob gang, the way they treat politicians and elected officials. Everybody's afraid of them.
Yeah, it's hard on people, man. If you're not built for it, it could be a problem. And I do agree, Adams is the most likely to be built for it. And the article basically that I sent you, Ebro, the other day in the New York Times was basically saying that Adams, there's a lot of things that make Adams unappealing to progressives. But at the end of the day, when you're a black man running New York City, you are going to end up being beholden to black voters, which is inherently going to push you more progressive. As opposed to, say, an Andrew Yang who's not beholden to anyone. There's no group to hold Andrew Yang accountable. except for probably corporate America. Those are his people. And do you want a mayor who's more beholden to the cares and wishes of black folks in the city, or someone who's beholden to the cares and wishes of corporate America?
Well, and see, Ray McGuire, the reason I ranked Ray was because his wife won't play that. And he got to go home.
She doesn't play which part?
She's a civil rights documentary maker. She's an activist. So I already know Ray is paying attention to what's going on in the community, and she's a black activist. He got to go home.
Yeah, he got to go home.
Ray is an interesting candidate because he comes off as so corporate at first when you hear about him. And then it seems like he wants to do good. He does. He's an interesting cat, Ray McGuire. So he might get
somebody got to go home, they going to listen. You can't hide from that. That you got to deal with a black woman at the house.
Pillow talk serious.
Listen, why you think De Blasio too? De Blasio got to deal with Charlene at the crib. So act right, my brother. My brother.
Yeah, go vote, right everybody. Now.
Yeah, go vote. Today's the day. Call right now. It's time for some shenanigans. Let's do it.
It's DJ John. The DJ John.
What up, baby?
The DJ John.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Yo, John.
Happy Tuesday, baby.
Yo, John, did you take your victory lap? DJ My Brooklyn John. Nets is out. Oh. Philly's out. The whole Northeast corridor is out of the NBA playoffs. Boston couldn't hack it. New York, Brooklyn, Philly. All done.
Wow. That's crazy.
How's that feel, John?
It's crazy. Your local teams are gone. That's crazy.
Yo, well, my local team. I'm going to tell y'all who I'm rooting for in the NBA playoffs now.
Suns.
Yep. Phoenix Suns.
So just because the guy beat that other guy up?
Nope. I want the Phoenix Suns because I don't want the Clippers.
I want Chris Paul to win.
Lakers are my squad. I don't want the Clippers talking that talk. And CP3 needs a ring.
Facts.
Wait a minute. But that now you're acting like Juanito when he didn't want Brooklyn to win because of the Knicks.
That's a trite part.
I'm rooting for...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, as long as it's confirmed.
We have a mutual agreement. Cast one.
And Kawhi got rings. I have a soft place in my heart for Paul George. You know what I'm saying? What he went through with his leg break and building back and all of that. But I don't know.
But nah, you're going Suns and four. Wow. Suns and four.
Suns and four.
Suns and four.
You know what I mean? Plus Devin Booker, he's a hooper. Smoking. And the guy that washed that the other fan in the stands, didn't he get him courtside for the finals?
He did. Suns and four guy.
Suns and four.
Suns and four guy got courtside tickets.
Yo, they were giving out Suns and Four Guys shirts outside the stadium.
I need one.
Yo, he's litty.
Juanita, what do you have to give away?
Oh, speaking of giveaways, Hot 97 Summer Jam 2021, August 22nd, MetLife Stadium, baby. Be calling number 9 right now. You in the building, baby.
Call right now. You be smarter than DJ John. You'll answer a question from Laura Stiles. You answer fast, because let's be honest, how quick you are.
Word.
It's how smart you are.
Uh-huh. Talk about it. We got Rochelle on the line.
Rochelle, my bell. Sunday,
good
Monday.
Good morning. Tuesday.
How are you, Rochelle? Where are you headed to get money today? What are you doing?
I'm heading to work.
And where is that?
I'm a teacher.
Shout to the teachers. You guys are almost done. Yo, Rochelle, you almost done this week?
4 more days.
The countdown begins.
The countdown is real.
Yo, listen, teachers are like, wow. Yo, I don't know if there's anything we could do other than encourage all of y'all to go on the illest, wildest vacation you could find.
On it.
Because what you guys just endured the last year and change.
It's been a lot.
How are you?
It's true. It's truly been a lot, especially for the teachers that were, I was in person, so the back and forth, the inconsistencies, it was a lot, not only for the teachers, but for the students as well. And, you know, and we got to see the gap. Like, for some kids, it widened because some of the parents, they were afraid to send the kids in, so they would go a couple months without sending them. It was very hard. Yeah.
It's pretty insane how I mean, some families, they just can't even, they're struggling so bad, they can't even prioritize getting their kids to school sometimes. Like, it's so hard for them. But did you ever break down and cry this year? Was there ever a moment where you just couldn't take it anymore and you just start crying?
Oh, yeah. And I have little ones at home, so it was a lot to manage.
Man.
It was a tough year.
It's tough.
But well, looking forward to the summer.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Yes.
You going to get therapy or something? Looking. Don't put all your sorrows in the bottle this summer. You know what I'm saying? Don't just be out here looking back at it, Rochelle, twerking and
drinking. Oh, no.
You need to do more than look back at it. That's right, Eva.
Yeah, do more than arch your back and look back at it. Go and put your butt down on a couch somewhere and talk to somebody about it, you know?
Definitely.
And then go out and shake that ass. You know?
Right.
There you go. In that order.
In that order. All right, answer this question super fast.
All right.
Love to all the teachers tuned in. We love you. Big hugs. Laura, question for Rochelle.
Okay, Rochelle, can you tell us what network was the Chappelle Show on?
Comedy Central.
Oh, yes.
Booyah, Kasha.
DJ Chappelle John.
Chappelle Show.
Google.
Dave Chappelle's mom worked for the prime minister of what country?
Jamaica.
It's the Congo.
Damn. What?
You're so close, though.
The Congo?
From the Congo.
From the Congo.
Yo, his mom was prime minister of the Congo?
Wow. No.
Worked.
Yo.
Worked for the prime minister.
I was Ebro. Like, wait, what?
Ebro.
Oh, my God.
Ebro, if you want to see.
Dave Chappelle's loyalty.
If you want to see the worst example of, like, how a game of telephone gets turned upside down, name is Shawnee Culture. He will hear 7 words out of 10 and then just put together that story.
But it's I won't continue it. I question it. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, one question. And then but if we weren't here, you would have just taken it and moved on.
Yeah, I heard Dave Chappelle's mom was prime minister of the Congo.
Y'all didn't know? By the way, that still may happen.
Right.
Wow.
We're not out of the woods of it going out today that Dave Chappelle's mom was prime minister.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I can hear my voice, and Dave Chappelle, maybe his team's listening. They may still be in town. We know the answer was no. Dave Chappelle's worked for the prime minister of the Congo.
There you go.
And Rochelle, you got summer chill.
Yay, Rochelle.
Rochelle, who you want to shout out to this morning?
I want to shout out the teachers, parents, and everybody who made it through for these last 10, 11 months. It's been a lot, but we made it.
The post-pandemic summer jammy is August 22nd.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rochelle. It's an honor, and we're humbled to be able to help y'all get through each day. Rochelle, hang on. We got to get some info, and it is time for lovely Lady Laura Mama Styles with the flashing light.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
J. Cole is teasing fans with touring. He's like, went on social media and he basically, you know, said, should I tour this one? Talking about his new, you know, album, The Off Season. So let's see, man. I mean, I have a feeling he is going to definitely go on tour with it. Laura, his last tour was KOD in 2018. So it's time.
There is not a world post-pandemic where an artist has a successful album or is at the level of a J. Cole and doesn't go on tour.
Well, with J. Cole,
unless there's
know.
Like
he
some personal
like,
issues
like
or something like that.
Nah, yeah, that would.
What?
It would have to be that would be throwing money in the garbage. Literally, just like, I don't want money.
Not even that. Okay, that part is part of it. But you have a successful album. You don't want to go celebrate it with your fans? Anytime you see someone teasing a tour or asking if they're going on a tour, they're going on a tour is my point.
We got it.
J. Cole is going on tour.
When he says, should I go? The decision's been made, is what you're saying.
Now, it may not. You might be buying tickets right now for something in 2022. Mm. It may not be this fall, but is he going outside? And isn't he on some festivals this fall? He doing the festival thing.
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
So he's doing the festival thing. That's happening.
Facto.
And then, yo, they going outside, man.
Listen, everyone.
Dreamville going to be outside. And that album's fire. Can we play some Pride is the Devil coming next week?
Let's go. Love Pride. That's your flashing lights, Jabor. The time is 8 a.m. Today will be a high of 77 degrees with rain in the afternoon. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, Cole, man. That album is so good, man. Still ringing off for me.
Get out there with the P.E. Bob.
Get out there, see the P.E. Bob. Coming up, you're in your car. You're playing some rap songs. You forget your kids is in the car, and you start singing the vulgarities. Oh, Shawnee Culture tried to set me up.
It wasn't to
sing
purpose.
The vulgarities. I was on point, though. I didn't get caught.
You know that Snoop Doggy Dog?
I didn't get caught. But when was the last time you got caught singing the vulgarities in front of your children? We'll take your calls in about 15 minutes. Cast one. You got that call? WQHT New York. It's Ebro. It's Laura. It's Rosenberg. That call. This is so fire.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. That's Cast 197 Minutes, commercial free. Thank you for locking into the program. I was trying to take calls from people who got caught singing the dirty version of a song in front of their kids. Shawnee said we ain't getting any phone calls for that.
Nah, not at
people
want
to act like y'all, you ain't got caught singing the nasty, dirty version. That's what y'all going to do this morning?
Especially after WAP came out. You know, there were moms playing that in the car. They're like, whoops, this is the dirty version. My
your
bad.
Grandmama, your mama, grandmama, big mama has been caught backing it up to Juvenile, back that ass up. So I know.
That's a fact.
You know when kids call you, like, ooh, you said a bad word.
I know y'all been singing the vulgarities. But okay, I play along and act like it didn't happen. And we'll just talk about what Rosenberg just brought up with the Oakland Raiders having a player who is the first active NFL player who is openly gay. Is that how it's being headlined, Rosenberg?
Yeah, that is a fact. The first player we remember hearing about it with was Michael Sam, but he was leaving the college ranks and never really had a pro career. This guy's
okay,
active.
I was like, what happened to that guy?
Yeah, so he never had a
Michael
career.
Michael Sam never, okay. Yeah, he never popped off.
Whereas this kid's a D-end on the Raiders, and he just signed a deal for a three-year deal with $16 million guaranteed, meaning he's going to be there for a little bit. And he's actually, you know, he's good. He's a good, active player. But my thought process, I don't know about you guys, is I went like this. I was like, so? Is this in 2021, people still, this is still a thing? But then I started thinking, Ebro, I was like, wait, in what big pro sport are there any openly gay players?
I don't know of any. Right. We can't name any.
No,
well, basketball, and that's why
football.
It's such a big deal. And right. You know the player. We're saying the player like he shouldn't get his name.
His name is
Carl Nassib.
Carl Nassib.
Yeah. He made an announcement and even said in his announcement, I wish we lived in a world where an announcement like this wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
He said he's a private person, but it was important for him so other people can feel like seen. And he made a contribution to, he donated $100,000 to the Trevor Project, which is a really popular organization. They do great work, but they specialize in helping LGBTQ youth to prevent suicides.
Yeah, he said, I'm a pretty private person, so I hope you guys know I'm really not doing this for attention. I just think that representation and visibility are so important. I actually hope that, like, one day videos like this and the whole coming out process are not necessary. But until then, I'm going to do my best and do my part to cultivate a culture that's accepting, that's compassionate, and I'm going to start by donating $100,000 to the Trevor Project.
That's dope. I love that.
Yeah, crazy that it's still a big deal. We've seen so much change on this in the last 15 years, but when you look around at the NBA, Major League Baseball, the NFL, the NHL, I think he's the only openly gay player I can think of. Unless I'm forgetting a moment, but like,
well, there's probably several
who are privately openly gay.
Yes, they're not open,
right? They're not,
they're not open to the public. They're just, you know, the team knows, you know, obviously their family knows, but they, you know, they're not putting it. It's not a headline. Nobody's in their personal lives. Like,
but think about how much of an impact things like this can have for like the kids who live in Middle America and are gay and are playing high school football and don't feel like culturally they fit into that world.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, and I guarantee you, most people don't give a damn. They don't give a damn. What you do in your personal life and who you love and all that, cats that play sports don't care about none of that.
But you know what? There's some that do.
Generally.
You know? There's some that do, and it's really important for him to come out.
Well, as long as they keep their mouth shut.
Represent. You know what I mean? Represent and let people know that it's okay.
You mean as long as the bad guys keep their mouth shut?
Yeah, as long as you mind your own damn business. You know, there's people with political affiliations that people have problems with. There's people with religious affiliations, you know, social affiliations. All of that is in professional sports from people from all walks of life. Keep that to yourself. We're here to do a job. We ain't got to be best friends. It's like when black men was out there taking a knee. It wasn't one. It was like one or two white players was with the black folks taking a knee. That was the thing. So clearly y'all wasn't with us with that.
A lot of people were not.
You know what I'm saying? Keep it to yourself, though. Shut your mouth. Same thing here. What's his name again?
Carl Nassib.
Carl Nassib. Proud of you, man. That's dope. Very, very dope. You know what I mean? And definitely gonna, you know, make people feel more comfortable.
I can definitely see a time where we're in 15 years, Ebro, we mentioned stories like this to Issa. And she's like, what do you mean coming out?
Like it's a thing?
She's not going to understand. She won't even understand it. Yo, it's my 13-year-old niece and nephew, the way that they talk about kids in their school of who are gay or have different gender identities, the way that they talk about it is so wildly different. Like they're in middle school and they have gay friends who they talk about having gay friends. I'm like, yo, in my school, in seemingly progressive Montgomery County, Maryland, where I grew up, there were no openly gay kids in my school. Zero.
So peep this. In my school, all the kids would come to be who they wanted to be. They would pack clothes and makeup and come get bussed into the school and get dressed and, you know, live their life how they want to live it, but then would take it all off to go home where they weren't accepted.
But it's in school they were accepted?
Yeah. In school they were.
That's pretty cool.
There was a few kids at our school like that we knew about like that. But most kids was, you know, expressing themselves the way they wanted to express themselves, for better or for worse, because we definitely had to beat up some races too. Because it was a mix of everything. You had some openly gay and openly racist. Not the same people. Different people.
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, 97 minutes commercial free, cast one. Coming up, the gurus. Let's see if Rosenberg doesn't get trolled again with a fake story. Let's see if he gets it.
You know what?
You might want to proofread that email,
bro. I got it, bro. I got it.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B. and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns.
Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles.
30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire. Fire,
fire, fire. Hey. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Are we going to talk about Trick Daddy and what he had to say about Beyonce, Laura Stiles, at some point?
Yes.
I'd rather not, but if you, it's your world.
I mean, why don't you want to talk about it, Rosenberg?
Because it's such a ridiculous, let me get people to talk about me.
See, I don't think it's that. I think, and we'll get into it, I honestly think he isn't technically savvy enough to know that where he was talking, it could potentially be recorded.
Hmm. Yeah, really?
He was talking so loose, like he was giving people the inside scoop on something.
I mean, that's what people do on that. He was on club.
Yeah, he's not the first one.
That's what they do.
No, that's what I'm saying. He doesn't know that that's been a thing. I don't believe that Trick Daddy knows that it's been a thing, that when you're saying controversial things on Clubhouse, somebody's likely record.
You know, shout out to people still on Clubhouse. God bless you. not people who are like in educational rooms, like, you know, for their craft, but just sitting up listening to people like Trick ramble on Clubhouse. Yeah,
that's interesting though.
Is it?
If you don't get to hear Trick Daddy talk, look, let's not minimize Trick Daddy as a piece of the hip hop game and the story. Like, you know, there's Trick Daddy.
Like, I've never read, like, Tolstoy, you know? I've never read the great classic authors of all time. I can't lay around at night listening to Trick Daddy.
No,
I've got things like that.
No, but I'm saying let's not minimize and act like Trick Daddy's not interesting and people wouldn't want to hear what he has to say.
When was the last time you were on Clubhouse?
I haven't been on, but that's what I'm saying. It's not about me, man. Let's get to the guru, man.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com. That's where you email us in the squad unite. Save, to heal.
Let's cleanse the energy.
Shiny Culture burns sage, and Rosenberg leads us in breathing exercises to prepare us. Rosenberg, who needs help?
Well, a lot of people, and you can reach us, thegurulaura@gmail.com.
That's right.
Thegurulaura@gmail.com. Send those emails right now so we can get you on the show. Today?
Right. And today's the last day of Mercury in retrograde.
Oh,
FYI. Thank God. Mercury in reggaeton. So annoying.
Mercury in reggaeton? I stopped keeping track of Monterey and reggaeton.
Yeah, the Monterey and reggaeton is wild.
Yo, because it happens like four times a year.
Yeah.
That Mercury goes retroactive.
I stopped too until I think Laura was the one who brought it to my attention at the top. She was like, is Mercury in retrograde? I was like, I don't know. Let me look. I was like, it is.
Yo,
I feel like Mercury only exists in retrograde. So
it's like right. 3 weeks, three times a year.
I'm a 26-year-old male, and I'm going on a family vacation with my mom and her twin and my cousins to Puerto Rico.
Okay.
It's the first time for me going out of the country of Jay's. And in my excitement, I posted on Snapchat that I can't wait to go to the bar or club there.
Mm.
My girlfriend saw this, and irrational thoughts and insecurities started to show. Her insecurities and trust issues come from a previous relationship, and we've only been together 7 months. She said that when I get back from Puerto Rico, she wants me to get tested for STDs.
Oh my gosh.
She thinks that I'm going to go out drinking and get drunk and end up cheating on her. I told her I'm not doing that. It's a family trip. And I doubt I'll go out drinking anyway. And even if I did, I know my limits. I barely drink. And I'm not the kind of guy to have a one-night stand or random hookup. My girlfriend has asked other people if she was being crazy. And they basically told her yes, but she's still adamant about this. What should I do? I don't believe in getting tested when there isn't any reason for me to. I see it as a waste of time and her just not trusting me. Thank you in advance.
In advance.
She doesn't trust you, fam.
She does not trust you.
You got that right.
I would say do not take the test. Do not. You're 7 months into the relationship. If she can't trust you based on your word and you fall for this, all right, I'll prove my trust to you by taking an STD test, it's going to be the beginning of you always having to prove something to her and go out your way.
That's what it feels like. I feel like she's always going to hold that against you or make you do things that you're uncomfortable with.
Yeah.
And it's been 7 months. You guys are barely dating.
Yeah, you'll always be having to prove yourself. She has to just believe your word. Trust in your word.
Wait. Burn this down, man.
What? Burn it down?
What? No. Wait.
What? Shawnee's not wrong.
Wait, what's Shawnee saying that's wrong?
I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just thinking through it. Like, if you're dating someone and it's new, okay?
Right. 7 months.
Because y'all are saying it's new.
Seven months is new, yeah.
Okay? And she is uncomfortable for some reason, whatever the reason is, and she would like to confirm that you don't have an STD. It may not be out of lack of trust. It might just simply be because it's new. And I...
Well, no. She's specifically saying because he's going on a trip to Puerto Rico with his family, with his mom and his aunt. And he happened to post on Snapchat like, yo, I can't wait to go to the club. So she was like, the club? You're going to go cheat on me. When you get back, we need an STD test. He's like, it's not that serious, fam. I'm not going to go on an effing spree. You know?
Did you just have to do the whole thing again?
She doesn't want an STD test right now. Only when he comes back from vacation.
Yes, specifically because of the trip.
Still, it sounded look, I just want to be clear. If somebody wants to get an STD test because they feel unsafe, I don't have a problem with that.
What?
These terms, I don't like these circumstances, but the way it sounded was just like y'all was against somebody getting an STD test.
No.
There's also another caveat, if you may say so. He said it's because of prior relationships too, so we don't know. Maybe she got burned in a prior relationship.
She did. I mean
STD type. I don't mean
literally burn issues.
Literally,
maybe she literally had STD and now she's like, you know what, I'm gonna continuously be safe all the time. So it could be that too. I'm just
all
going
that
down.
I mean,
I would
all
understand
good.
If she was like, let's get tested at the beginning or it's a normal
thing.
I
agree with y'all. I just
I'm
wanted to let
that.
Y'all know how it was sounding.
Yeah, no, STD test is cool, but they're not having any right now. They're doing their sexual do.
Right, they're doing what they do.
You go away on vacation separate from your partner, and they say, when you come back from vacation with your family, I need you to take an STD test.
No, I'm not running.
Because I don't trust you because you posted a picture. You can't wait to get to the bar. No, I'm not taking an STD test because of a picture.
Now, does she have grounds to not trust him, and he ain't telling us that?
That we don't know.
Possibly.
But that's not in the email. We don't have that info.
Right.
But there's a lot of red flags in here.
The red flag is from her not trusting, and she has past issues, and you feeling like you always have to go out your way to prove yourself. This is the beginning of that, and I wouldn't fall for it.
And yeah, why are you so excited to go to the club? You know, in them bathrooms, they be having STDs in them bathrooms.
in them urinals.
But it's very normal at this point for people to want to go out and have a good time. No, sure. Everyone feels that way.
I think this is the beginning of, I don't know, it doesn't sound like it's a very healthy.
Oh, you want to go to the bar and have a drink? Oh, you need STD tests and COVID tests. How about that? I don't trust nothing.
Right. How you know that they clean their glasses right?
Exactly.
Sip on that glass.
Sounds like she needs to go through and deal with her past.
Right. That's what it sounds like. And it sounds like you should be able to go on vacation with your family without feeling like
you need to come back and get an STD test.
Shrink. Get an STD test. So I don't know. I mean, I feel like you should talk to her and let her know how you feel. Let her know that you're not comfortable with her, you know, not trusting you. And maybe you guys do need some time apart until she figures out her issues.
And he said that she even asked some of her friends if she's crazy, and her friends agreed, yes, you are. But yet she's still red being flag. Persistent on the STD test.
So to Cass One's point, maybe you burn her down. Let's not let this go on for a year. It's time to wrap this up.
Yeah, you might want to.
You know what? Lighters up, Cass. Lighters up.
Oh, put your lighters up.
Put your lighters up. I guess so. See the gurus. Light it up.
Damn.
This
is a red flag. If there was a red flag, this is it.
She don't want to burn, so let it burn.
Yes.
And when you wrap it up, like really wrap it up, for real wrap it up.
Word.
On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles, what you cracking with?
All right, coming up, Flashing Lights, we'll talk about why Trick Daddy was trending.
You don't want to talk about this, do you?
Well, Rosenberg doesn't want to. I don't really care.
I'm fine. I mean, listen, I'm fine, but this is what the point was. You know what he's doing.
All right. We'll talk about it next.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Red Lobster or Olive Garden? That's what the people are talking about.
Or
cheddar baked biscuits. I remember when, I'm old enough to remember when Red Lobster was special.
Word.
Like, it was like, it wasn't a chain. It was like, I mean, it was a chain. It was a franchise, but it was like, I don't know.
It was special to you. It wasn't a chain to you. It was a place.
Nah, I don't feel like it was the same back 20 years ago.
They didn't have as many locations.
Nah, they did. 20 years ago, there was a lot of Red Lobster, bro.
In Queens, you had to go to Green Acres
Mall. Some was different, man. Some changed. A lot of those restaurants changed. Like, I remember when Outback was, it was more special.
Real quick, I just want to be clear. You don't think it's that you changed. You think it's that they changed.
I think they changed something, man.
Right. Outback still has a Bloomin' Onion.
Bloomin' Onion is popping.
I mean, is it? It's the most cracking. Plus, the Aussie cheese fries, don't ever get it twisted. Plus, that pumpernickel bread that I once heard someone refer to as chocolate bread.
Chili's. Remember Chili's?
Chili's,
something changed, man. Something changed.
But what'd you say, Olive Garden versus Red Lobster?
Red Lobster, yeah.
It's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they different categories. Olive Garden was supposed to be like Italian, man.
It's not supposed to be.
Olive Garden's pasta, that salad's cracking the breadsticks.
But then them cheddar bay biscuits.
Yo, I'm hungry right now. Let's get the Flashing Lights, Laura Stack.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
Right now, calling number 9. We're hooking you up. You can win your way into Hot 97's exclusive 4th of July rooftop barbecue featuring Brooklyn's own Young Devin. So everyone who'll attend will get a chance to win Summer Jam tickets, plus music by DJ Drewski, all made hot by Long Island's Chef Lamar and Hot 97. So call in number 9. We're hooking you up right now, 800-223-9797. By the way, congratulations to DJ Drewski and Sky.
Yeah.
You see, bro?
Yeah, baby. I've been knowing.
Yay.
I wasn't supposed to know, but I've been knowing for a little while.
You weren't supposed
to
know.
We'll give him an official congratulations.
Wow. Yeah, very cool. Happy for them.
Yeah, salute.
In other news, Trick Daddy was trending on Twitter because he was on the app Clubhouse talking about Beyonce can't sing. He's coming for Beyonce and coming for Jay-Z. Check out this audio.
You go back and you do the history of record. Beyonce for her because she see money. Beyonce ain't trying to give back the music and none of that. Beyonce don't write music.
The city.
And Betty can sing her. So Beyonce
Gossip
can't sing.
Okay.
All that Beyonce.
Okay.
She definitely can't sing.
I don't know why they be thinking she can sing. They just.
Man, I watched my godmama train Beyonce give her vocal lessons all her career, man. Beyonce Gossip can't sing.
All she do is holler.
Listen, Beyonce, she can sing. She not roll like that. I'm gonna say my unpopular opinion right now. Beyonce is to R&B what Jay-Z is to New York. That's why they together. Jay-Z ain't never won the greatest rapper alive. Whoever put him on level of that? New York lost Biggie. They needed a hero. They wanted to be the mega of hip-hop, and they just handed it over to Jay-Z.
First of all, I'm so annoyed by that Gossip of the City drop. Like, it's a DJ exclusive. Like, that was a Flex exclusive. That was so annoying.
I mean,
but
they got it, so they're trying to make sure they open it.
Man, they got that. You guys are doing really important work. I see a Pulitzer in the future here for Gossip of the City.
Stop.
That you know, that's Trick Daddy trolling. Like, everyone knows if you talk about Beyonce in any negative way, you're going to get people talking about you.
True.
I mean, what did it even mean? She is what Jay-Z is to New York. That is the weirdest comparison I've ever heard. I'm very confused by this. I'm very confused. Like, listen, if you want to have a separate conversation about is Jay-Z really the GOAT or did he only get the slot because Big Pass, people have had that conversation ad nauseum for years and years. Tying it into some comparison to Beyonce is a super duper reach. Sorry, Trick. Remember when he went off
like
on Ebro,
Beyonce
though?
Beyonce can't sing is wild.
He does make some good points, though. Do you remember the time he went off on Ebro?
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Forgot.
Shawna, you have that, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Let's hear that.
Man, what's up with you police ass? Let me tell you radio something. Y'all getting out of line. Ebro, you disrespected a homie. You tried a young Kodak, my little if nobody ain't gonna step up, I'm gonna step up. I won't smoke. You get on the radio, you supposed to be an older. You supposed to be a that's supposed to lead these not into temptation. You supposed to get these and put them under your wing and teach them the right from wrong. But your ass, you trying to be a fake Charlemagne. There's only one Charlemagne in God. Keep Kodak name out your mouth and stop bringing up shit you know the little homie cannot talk about on the radio. And watch your motherfucking mouth. Don't disrespect no from around my way unless you won't smoke. Matter of fact, I won't smoke. That go for Ebro. And anybody who don't motherfucking like him, fire. Fire.
Wow.
I forgot about that. I forgot about the fact that... Yeah, Ebro, I'm glad you reminded me of that earlier because I forgot that Trick does have a tendency to get a little excitable at time and troll just a little bit. I won't even get into how ridiculous his comments were in that thing towards Ebro.
Right.
Made no sense.
OD. Because to say, like, New York doesn't have love for Jay-Z, like, that doesn't even make sense. Beyonce can't sing. She's top of the world for no reason. That's it.
I mean, you could say Beyonce's not my favorite singer, but, you know, whatever. She's not raw like that. She's not she ain't a singer.
Right.
Okay. Well, I mean, listen. By the way, though, even if you actually felt that way, when you decide to say it out loud, you know you're doing it for attention.
Right. The girl in the background was like, I'd take Kelly Rowland over her end.
No, she did. Is that what she said?
He right, though. He right, though. Like,
I always like Michelle better.
That's your flashing lights report, man. The time is 8:54. It's a high of... 75 degrees, rain in the afternoon. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Wake the ass up. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Right here. Hot 97.
The number one station for hip hop.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.